How's everybody? Aren't we? I mean, really, aren't we? It's incredible. Whoever thought we'd ever be blessed and highly favored? I wasn't supposed to live after 40. Praise God. You know, the word says that it's those who love the Lord, who follow him, they'll be blessed in what they do. He says something very important. He says, be anxious for nothing. That's fear. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. And anxiousness will move you out of position to receive. And in that, this is where our faith is activated in a constant way. If your faith is activated in a constant way, you won't fear. You will know that God is going to work it all to the good. So you don't have to be anxious. You don't have to fret. You don't have to worry. You have to trust, rest, and wait that God's going to work it to the good. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which is his character, and everything will be added to you. But when you are out of position, when fear pushes you out, anxiousness pushes you out, you will be a reactor, not a responder. Some people become nuclear reactors. Amen? So in this, we want to be careful because the enemy knows that when God is getting ready to release something to you, the enemy comes to get you out of position so you miss it. So what do you understand? And that's happening all over. It's all over. And the why? Because the enemy knows he doesn't want you to advance. He wants you to stay stuck. And we're not a people that wants to stay stuck. We want to advance and kick butt. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. All the time. Would you turn to Romans chapter 8 for a moment? Verse 18. Tonight's teaching is called Essence of Glory, or Essence of His Glory. You know, you think about all the visitations Moses had with God and how long Moses hung out with God. But still Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. There's an essence of glory. And we're going to talk a little bit about that right now, because that's what God wants to bring forth through us, the essence of his glory. In Romans 8:18, it says, for I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the what? The glory which shall be what? Revealed in us. In other words, we got to keep our eyes on what? Eternity. We talked about this. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Everything's going to be delivered into our hands. In fact, it already has been. But we don't comprehend that part. Because we're always looking for the tangible in the physical. But everything starts in the spiritual. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption of the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or understood. Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So when you're praying in tongues, you're praying the perfect will of God. The only reason why we pray in common language is to satisfy our own mind. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. In other words, are you fulfilling the purpose you are called to do? For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be confirmed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. The essence of his glory, the essence of glory. Essence are qualities that serve to characterize or identify things of this reality. Or anything. The essence of the glory of God are things that that serve to characterize and identify him. Is everybody with me? The glory is the manifestation of God's essence. What's the essence do? The essence will manifest through the glory of God. Essence. In other words, things of magnificence, his worth, his grandeur, his love, his power, his purity, his presence, his holiness. All of these things will be manifested through the glory. Why? Because in the glory is the essence of God. Does everybody understand that? That's what Moses, that's why Moses kept saying, show me your glory. What was he saying? Manifest your essence and who you really are. I want to know it. Now, all of this is done. The glory of God, the manifestation of his essence, only can come through his presence. Amen? It comes through his what? His presence. That's why it's so important for us to worship. See, there's that ever. In other words, when you're filled with God's presence, amen, the essence of his glory wants us to express himself through you. And he expresses himself through your mouth. Because spirit means what? Breath. Amen. So when things are going, it's got nothing to do with your mind or your thoughts. It's within you. It's the knowing that knows that knows. And in that, so there'll be times when you just say, glory! You might get people next to you pass out, especially if you're in a grocery store in line waiting to cash out, and all of a sudden you're starting to, all these goofy things start coming upon you, and you just go, glory! What are you doing? Poof, dispersing them. Because when the essence of the glory of God is manifested, powers of darkness run. They can't handle it. That's why the enemy wants to get people into the area of speaking out of the flesh instead of out of the spirit. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by what? Glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, which is the essence of his glory. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Woo-hoo! But also for this very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he lacks these things is short-sighted and even blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble over your own tongue. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? You'll never what? Stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Psalm 16. Essence of his glory. How many know God really wants to manifest himself? He's doing it. People are freaking out all over the place because of these drones. They're droned out. They did say, that I did hear from one source that there was in New Jersey, there was in their nuclear energy facilities, that the nuclear waste was being transported, and they transported to a location. And supposedly one of the containers was broken into and some of the nuclear waste was stolen. How true that is, we don't know. So apparently our military most likely released these drones to look for this because they can see it through its heat sensors. And they're trying to find these. Whether, like I said, whether it's true or not, I saw Trump come on TV and he said, man, he doesn't understand why the government just doesn't let the people know what's going on. You know, that's just how it is. Either that or Biden lost a control system and all the drones are released. I don't know. Hallelujah. Psalm 16, verse 7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Just think if you set the Lord before you all the time, how many things you wouldn't have done. How many things you wouldn't have said. Therefore, my heart is what? Glad, and my what? Glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are what? Pleasures forevermore. Glory rejoices, manifesting the person of his essence. It's his person. His essence is his person. Does everybody get that? Psalm 108. You know, we don't know nothing. But what we know is sufficient. Amen? When we see God in his original state, which I don't know if we can, but in this energy force, who he is, and his love, which will rip us apart, that's why you can't get into his... And that's why it says no flesh shall glory, because no flesh is going to know his glory. That's why God had to hide Moses' face when he went by, because Moses would have blown up. And God created in this reality God. He's God. Amen? But he created himself in another image to communicate with humanity of his creation. Because he could not communicate in another way. Eventually, because they still blew it, he had to put flesh on to come in. Does everybody understand it? I really believe that the Trinity was created in the arena for this reality. Because God is so much bigger than the God that we really know. Does everybody understand that? In fact, the Bible says, do not acknowledge Jesus in the flesh anymore. In other words, don't acknowledge God in the flesh anymore, because he's much more than that. It doesn't mean that he's not God, and it doesn't mean that we don't have a Trinity. He created that for us in this reality. But I really believe when we get home, we're going to understand the fullness of oneness of God. We're going to understand a lot more. And I really believe that God has given his people a thirst and a hunger to seek this out and to want to know this. Why? Because he's focusing us more on eternal instead of present. Even though we got to deal with things that are present every day, you know? It just gets in our way. But most of us are homeward bound. We're not earthly bound. Amen. And people go, what about this? And what about it? Who cares? God's going to take care of it all. If you're truly a lover and a follower of who he is, all things are going to work to the good. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 108, verse 1. Oh, boy. Let's speak it. Oh, God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will wake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. And what? Hear me. Praise God. How many of y'all want God to hear you? When the body is filled with the power of his presence or his essence, the only thing that can express his glory is your tongue. Glory! Hallelujah. You just can't help it. Amen. And when things are, you know, when darkness is starting to flood in, you got to speak something. You can't go, oh, shoo. You get run over. Verbal expression by his spirit. It's outward expression of what is within you. It's what? Outward expression, which is within you. Essence must be transmitted and glory expressed. Essence must be transmitted and glory expressed. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. In other words, a person is known by their fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? Speaks. So you're going to know what's in your heart by what comes out of your mouth. A good man out of the good treasure out of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of an evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word men may speak, they will give account for in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. That's why repentance is essential. Anything that you know you spoke you shouldn't have spoke, repent so the blood's activated and cleansed. Amen. It's essential. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Essence of his glory. So can God express his glory through a person that's a liar? No. But he can use anyone, can't he? But that person can't express his glory, his essence. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2, please. Verse 6. The world is about to see Jesus in a mighty way. In a way they've never known him. They're going to begin to sense God's love. The essence of his glory. Through the body of Christ. And I've shared this over and over. That's why he's cleaning up the body. positioning them, tightening them up, keeping the spirit of unity. Look what the spirit of unity, the word says. It's like the what? Anointing that runs down the beard. Amen? Of Aaron. Where there's unity. 1 Corinthians 2:6, please. However, we speak wisdom among those who are what? Mature. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. They're coming to what? Nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. In other words, it must be interpreted. Not everyone's going to comprehend. There's many of those who listen, but there are those who do not hear. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, so that he might what? Express himself through us. Which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. He is the Lord of glory. But it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. We know in our knower. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The essence of God is carried by the Holy Spirit and expressed by his glory of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore we do not lose what? Heart. Even though our outward man is perishing. That's a beautiful thing. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day by the glory. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, for some of us it's a little longer, is working for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Wow. So look at it. Our affliction is allowing the essence of God's glory to be manifested. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? The eternal. Wow. Our trials are allowing the essence of God to work in us, expressing the manifested glory of God Almighty. So when we yell out glory, we're not only giving honor to the Lord, but we're declaring who he is in his person. Glory to the Lamb. Glory. Why? What's glory? It's the manifestation of his essence, of who he is. His mightiness, his worthiness, his holiness, his awesomeness, his love. He is. And there isn't anybody compared to him. None. You know, we can't comprehend the pain he bore for me and you. We can't even comprehend it. People have been tortured, but never tortured like he was. I mean, he was tortured. And he allowed his own creation in whom he loved. And he still loved them while they tortured him. We can't even comprehend that. Would you let somebody torture you? Ain't enough money in this world for me to know. Forget it. I mean, think about that. Here's God Almighty with this essence of power and who he is. He could have just, see ya. Blowing it all away, but he didn't. He cleansed the way for me and you to be restored because he created us to love us and for us to love him. And all the things that you and I are going through is nothing compared to the eternal essence of reality. There's that word again, reality. Because that's what it's about. He wants his people to be heavenly bound, not earthly bound. Yes, we have a mission to fulfill here. Every business is a ministry. Everything you and I do is for bringing the glory of God into this reality so that he may manifest himself through us and rescue souls. Amen. This is what it's all about. That's all it's about for me and you. We weren't rescued to just be wealthy and prosperous and so forth. We have a purpose to fulfill, and it's an eternal purpose. While we're being blessed in the physical realm, we're being blessed in a temporary reality. But yes, the eternal reality waits me and you. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, verse 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. In other words, that you may comprehend the essence of his glory. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us, who believe or who follow, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age or reality, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things in the church, which is his body. Wait a minute, aren't we his body? So do you and I have authority over all things? Yes. The fullness of him who fills all in all. What does the enemy steal? First thing he wants to steal? Your identity. He doesn't care about your goods and possessions. He wants your identity. 2 Corinthians 3:7. But if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because the glory of his countenance was, which glory was passing away. God's glory doesn't pass away. Hello? How will the ministry of the Spirit be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness succeeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds are blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, the breath of God, and where the breath of God is, or the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty. Why? Because the essence of the glory of God is being manifested through your breath. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transferred into the same image from glory to glory. From every spoken word that you give, that you release. Just as by the Spirit of the Lord. All glory brings new glory by the Spirit. Expression through the body of Christ. That's what God is raising us up for. It's a higher level that we've never known before. He's never brought the body to this place. Does everybody get it? And why are we being taught this? Why are we being informed of this? Because information brings us the guidance that we need. He is preparing us. And he doesn't want us to lose sight or fall back or be misplaced. Colossians chapter 1. By trials, by tribulations, by offenses, by fears, by rejections, by anxiousness, by sin, transgressions, or iniquities. He doesn't want us to be moved. Didn't say it wouldn't happen, but just don't get moved out of it. Amen? You're going to be tried. We're going to be tried. We're going to be challenged. Hallelujah. But remember, it helps us grow. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. I rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of his glory, or his person, who he is, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also label striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. The riches of his glory express the essence of his person. Jude, verse 14. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men and women, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and all harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against the Lord. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit or walking in the Spirit. They are unable to manifest the essence of the glory of God. Verse 20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, that means tongues, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, because we are heavenly bound. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but on others, save with what? Fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever and ever and ever. We are kept before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. We rejoice. That's why we're supposed to have joy all the time. As believers, if you're truly connected, you have joy. You're not miserable. No matter what comes across your path, so what? You know, people run to the bars and get stupid. Heck, you can run to God and get stupid. Hello? You just get filled with the Spirit of God and get drunk as a skunk. Although you ain't going to smell like a skunk. You're going to carry a fresh aroma from heaven. And people are going to go, man, what's the matter with you? Just like they thought, you know, when they got slammed in the Holy Ghost in the upper room. What they think? They thought, man, it's too early to be drunk now. What's the matter with you guys? You're supposed to proclaim yourselves as Christians. Man, we ain't drunk, man. We're just filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. And expressing the essence of the glory of God. Because you can't do that in the flesh. Amen? I'm going to close at Isaiah 60. Those who were with us stayed with us. Those who were against us went out from us. Amen? Why? Because they didn't carry the essence of God. They couldn't manifest it. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Let's speak it, please. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. Is that happening? Yes. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Whoa! The manifestation of the essence of the glory of God will be seen. Why? We'll be expressing this by the things we speak as we carry his presence and his glory. The Gentiles shall come to your light, the kings of the brightness of your rising. Hello. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, as your heart shall swell with joy, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover your land. The dromedines of Midian and so forth. Let's go to verse 7. In fact, let's go to verse 8, okay? Who are these who fly like a cloud? Because we don't need any camels, do we? No. I ain't smoking no camels, man. Who are these who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roots? Surely the coastland shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish shall come first, to bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, to the name of the Lord your God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified us. Come on, think about this. The transfer of wealth is manifesting. It's already manifested. People are beginning to receive their money. We're next. Get ready. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we definitely want to manifest the essence of your glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to show your power, your love, and your compassion. We want to be your hands and your feet and your mouth to carry your presence and your glory to the world, that they may be touched, changed, filled with your spirit, with a true way of life, heavenly bound, no longer earthly bound, so that your name will be glorified in everyone and everywhere and everything we touch. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.